Zach Beal. 6'7" senior. Woodland Cardinals.
Dribble drive, kick out. On the right wing, it's Beal. He's going to put it on the floor. Two bounces, spin move, through the lane, up and off the glass. Zach Beal, another amazing finish. Woodland up by 15.
At 6'7", Beal is a dominating presence in the post, averaging 23 points and 12 rebounds per game, along with his 3 assists and 3 blocks per contest. He can also step outside and drop it home. 38 three-pointers on the season to lead the team. He was the best three-point shooter to wear a Woodland Cardinal uniform this season. Beal also knew how to get a rise out of the crowd. He led the team in dunks with 52. It wasn't even close. It was Beal's play that helped the Cardinals to 20 wins this season, finishing 20-7.
Zach Beal, Woodland Cardinals.
Great to be joined by Zach Beal now, a Woodland basketball standout and a dream team athlete, and terrific numbers for you this year, Zach. I want to talk about your season and the season of your team, but your numbers are just eye-popping, 23 points, 12 rebounds. Assess your year for us, if you would, and how do you feel like you did this year?
I thought I had a pretty good senior year. I did everything I could to help get us a good season and tried to get as far as we could in the playoffs, but that didn't go as we planned. But I thought we had a pretty good year.
Well, and as you said, 20 victories, so it was a really good year. Was it a much better year than last year for you?
We had around the same kind of year. I mean, last year we went about the same round of districts. We got to district championship and then lost out last year, and this year had about the same thing happen to us.
How did you feel like your year went individually in terms of improvement? What do you feel like you improved on the most this year?
I improved a lot on my leadership and probably shooting. I shot a lot better this year.
Yeah, well, your coach said that you were the best three-point shooter on the team. Is that something that you really worked on?
Yes, sir. I really wanted to incorporate a shot more into my game instead of just the down-low aspect.
Well, as a 6'7 player, too, I imagine that makes you extra dangerous.
Yes, sir. It makes it hard to guard because you got to choose what you want me to do.
See, now, we talked about this on the Dream Team selection show, but I saw the number that you had 52 dunks this year, and immediately I said, that's a player I want to see. Did you surprise yourself by getting up to the rim so often?
Not really, because, I mean, I always look to attack the rim, and if I'm up there, I'm going to do whatever I can to dunk it.
I love that attitude. Tell me about your best dunk this year.
It'd probably be it's hard to tell. I mean, I like probably in the Christmas tournament, I had a putback dunk against Orion. But I just went up and got it over everybody and dunked it.
Is that one where you started out on the wing and ran in, or were you right there under the basket? Take us through that play.
It was like we had a player going up for a layup, and there was probably 3 Orion guys trailing him. And he shot the layup, and it bounced off the rim, and I jumped up over everybody and grabbed it and dunked it two-handed.
So you were the trailer on the play, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's great. Zach, do you hope to be playing basketball next year somewhere?
Yes, sir. I'm not really sure where as of now, but I definitely want to play next year.
How's the process going for you? Do you have some schools that are showing some interest?
It's going good. I've had a lot of interest from different schools, but probably my main schools right now are like Columbia College, Maryville, and SEMO.
Okay, good schools then. And Zach, when did you find out that you made the Dream Team? The coaches voted you onto it.
Oh, I just found out a little bit ago, actually.
Okay, how'd that make you feel?
Pretty excited.
It's select company, certainly, so a great honor. And as you look forward to maybe playing in college, what do you feel like you need to do with your game? What do you need to improve?
I just got to keep on working on getting faster and getting stronger because the next level, it's so much like more physical and everybody's good. So,
you know, one of the considerations for being on the Dream Team, too, is also academic success, and that's something that you've really experienced a lot of. Terrific GPA for you. Tell me how you balance being a student-athlete.
For me, basketball, I've always tried to kind of balance it with school. So I just do whatever I can to get all my schoolwork done and make sure I have plenty of time to get a bunch of work in for basketball.
Is that a big consideration, or is it stressed in your house to be a good student?
Yes, sir. It is extremely stressed. That my mom and dad have always like tried putting academics first for me and like enforced that with me.
That's great. What are their names?
Stan and Amber Beal.
Stan and Amber Beal. Good. I imagine they support you on the basketball court too.
Yes, sir.
You have any brothers or sisters?
I have two sisters.
Older or younger?
Both of them are older.
Both of them are okay. Did they play basketball going through?
No, they didn't. They both played volleyball, though.
Okay. All right. Very good. So 6'7". So obviously, people look at the roster. They look at you warming up. Tall guy. Is that something? Have you always been taller than everybody, or did you shoot up late?
I've pretty much always been taller than everybody, even from a younger age.
So did you develop your game from the inside out, or have you always tried to kind of have the all-around skills?
I've always kind of had the all-around skills. Like, from a young age, I started playing, and most coaches wanted to try to put me down low just because they'd see how tall I was. But once they saw that I could kind of handle the ball and I had a good shot, they just let me do everything.
That's good. Did you have any other sports that you enjoy playing too, Zach?
I do a track and field, and I really like that.
What events do you participate in there?
I do the long jump, the triple jump, high jump, and throw the disc.
Oh, wow. So a whole lot of events. Do you have any goals for track this year for yourself?
Last year was my first year doing it, and I was all state in long jump and triple jump. And this year I want to go up there and try to get a state champion, be a state champion.
That's terrific. Well, good luck on that. We appreciate it, your time, and we hope to see you at the Dream Team ceremony.
All right.
All right, that's Zach Beal, Woodland basketball player, and he's joined us on this Dream Team interview right here on Regional Radio.